Assalamualaikum, Sister Nazi here with another Did You Know? Did you know that the first person to sight land from Columbus's ships converted to Islam? Much of what we know about Columbus's voyage to the Bahamas in 1492 comes from translations of his journal. Although he wasn't near the sailor he was credited for, Columbus was very good at taking credit for accomplishments of other people. Such is the case after 10 weeks at sea, when the La Pinta Niña and Santa Maria came upon the Bahamas. Before the trip, Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain announced that whoever was the first to sight land would receive a generous reward, which would be enough money at the time to live comfortably for the rest of a young man's life. Offering this reward would encourage the crew to wait patiently until land was spotted, but if there was a mutiny, then the whole crew would likely end up dead, and no one would be left to receive the reward. As a result, each man on the three ships would take turns watching from the crow's nest. On October 12, 1492, at about 2 a.m., Rodrigo de Triana, a sailor in his own right from Spain, who was charged with watching that night from the crow's nest of the La Pinta, sighted land. He shouted, "La tierra, la tierra," which means land, land. Everyone woke up to verify de Triana's claim and prepare the ships for reaching the shore. However, there was soon news that there was a challenge to de Triana's claim, and who should the challenger be but Columbus himself? Columbus wrote in his journal that he had been looking across the water and seen a light the previous evening that appeared to be, quote, a small wax candle that rose and lifted up, unquote. When Columbus returned to Spain, he was paid for succeeding in his mission, and he also received the reward for being the first to sight land. De Triana never recovered from this tragic event. He fought to convince the Catholic Church of his rightful place in history and the monetary reward that was owed to him. But Columbus was able to use his own journal entry to convince the clergy that he was in fact the one who sighted land first. De Triana then abandoned his Christian religion and converted to Islam. Some say he converted to Islam because both Columbus and the king did not give credit where it was due, but only Allah knows his intentions. De Triana then sailed to Africa and served the Moors of Morocco. Before his death, De Triana sailed with Garcia Joffrey de Loaysa when de Loaysa discovered a new route to the Spice Islands of Indonesia. Today, De Triana is honored in several ways. A statue of De Triana pointing to land from atop a mast has been erected in Seville in his honor. The second ship of the U.S. Navy was also named after De Triana. Additionally, NASA has named a deep space climate observatory after De Triana, hoping that the observatory will keep as well a watch on our universe as De Triana did aboard the La Pinta that day in 1492.